for joining us for the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises.
MassMEP understands that there are so many elements to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding their inefficiencies, strengthening their internal processes, or unlocking their growth that can extend a manufacturer beyond its current limitations.
Every episode, take a journey with us as we talk with manufacturers, legislature, subject matter experts, and so many more as we head down the path of manufacturing across the state of Massachusetts.
Whether we're in the Northeast,
Southeast,
Central, or Western regions of the Commonwealth,
every episode will explain more about manufacturing and what's happening in your own backyard.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm Haley Steele.
And I'm Kevin Tata.
And we are here for our recap episode for the month of January in 2025.
What a month.
I think for me, you know what stands out more to me is 2025. Like I know you were born not much before it became the 2000s. However, in my world, I was born significantly longer before it became the 2000s. So like half of my life was spent in the before 2000s, right? And the other half so far is spent in the after 2000s. So like, it's wild to me that it's 2025.
That's crazy.
Isn't that wild?
That's wild.
So you will never be able to say that because you were born more towards one, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I mean, I was still freaking out about Y2K at 3 years old, so along with everybody else.
You just totally gave away your age. Yeah, so this is Manufacturing Uncut, the full recap episode, and this is January 2025. And when we started, we were like, what did we even do in January? Because what I found funny, and I don't know if you saw a lot of these, were the memes for the month of January about how long it was. Like January felt like it was actually 8 months long this year. Did you see any of those?
No, I didn't see any of those.
Yeah. So for some reason, there were a lot of people that felt like January was really, really long. However, in our case, I said the other day when I changed my calendar, we're like, we're in February already. When did this happen?
I know. And we didn't even, I mean, we had a few things that we were up to, but I wonder where all of our time went, you know? It did seem like it went by quickly, so it seems like we had more things to do and we were staying busy type of thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think too, when you kind of come off of that, the holiday, I think the holidays, the way they fell, like in the middle of the week was kind of weird. And so we had to work, you know, like some of us started back the Thursday and the Friday after New Year's, whereas other people didn't start back to work until the Monday. So it was like a whole another work week went by. So maybe that's why January felt really long for them. But for me, it didn't at all. It just crazy. And I think because a lot of our events fell at the end of the month in January, that maybe helped it too for us.
Yeah. So we're coming back from vacation earlier on. And then as we kept on getting in the swing of things, we kind of picked up more and more events. But yeah, I get what you mean.
Yeah. So before we get started, because you had a lot of heavy lifting this month regarding events, attendance, I kind of got a little bit of a break this month, mainly because Kevin received a promotion.
Oh, yes.
Yes. He is now the MassMEP Marketing Coordinator, so congratulations.
Exciting stuff. Insert applause here.
It was funny because this morning I did say to him, for the extra $5 you now make an hour, that means you get five extra more emails every hour as well.
And they're coming in. There's no short of them. I might be getting more than just five per hour. I don't know.
But however, because of that, his lift for events is going to be much more. So Kevin will be at all over the state of Massachusetts for all these events that he's got planned and that he's going to be pulling together for the rest of the year for 2025.
Yeah, luckily for me, I had somebody that was in Western Mass, so I didn't have to we'll get into that later, but I didn't have to travel all the way to Western Mass, which was fantastic.
But you'll be seeing, not that you didn't see a lot of him before, but you'll be seeing even more of him now. So because of his heavy lift and his new promotion, I offer today to the audience and you a joke. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's hear it.
Okay. Why did the conveyor belt break up with the assembly line?
Why did the conveyor belt break up with the assembly line? I don't know, Haley. Why?
Because it felt like it was going nowhere.
Oh, that was good. Did you find that online? You found that
No,
quick.
I did not find it
All
online.
right, you just came up with
No, I have other sources of means that I use, which,
it.
if you learn how to use AI the right way, you can come up with really funny jokes.
They were giving me horrible ones.
How are you? And again, so everybody knows at the end of this, we'll talk about what we're doing in the month of February. But one of our events in February is centered around AI. And you gotta go back to that training and reuse that thought process, right? So what I did is it's all about the context, right? And the
All about
prompt.
the context. Yeah, that's true.
So the prompts that I put in, obviously AI knows my personality, which most people do by now as well. So this is what I get. So it worked out great. Super excited. I might come up with my own stand-up routine through AI and see what it brings to me.
Yeah, that'd be good. It's similar to like how John from Cinejax
Yes.
asked for a speech completely made up of from AI, and it was just hilarious. It was from I'm talking about the Strategic Resource Showcase where Cinejax received the Resource of the Year award. I'm sure we told our listeners this at some point, but John from Cinejax, the president and founder, went up there with his speech that he made himself. And then after that one, he was like, I just wanted to see what AI would come up with. So he spoke to the acceptance speech that AI gave him, and it was just too funny. It was incredible.
It was good. It was really good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. So it was definitely worthwhile. Well, and speaking of that, so obviously in the month of January, we did do a podcast with Pete and John
Oh yeah,
regarding
that's right.
CMMC. We did talk through that. That was something that we put a little bit of attention on for the beginning of the month, and focusing on cybersecurity and the CMMC, which was the cybersecurity maturity model certification, for those that are working with the DoD, so any manufacturers. And then, as always, we always like to remind anyone and everyone, manufacturing or non-manufacturing, small business, large business, medium-sized business, what the importance is of cybersecurity, and that if you are a business owner, even as a person in your own home, cybersecurity should be something that is part of your just day-to-day. And so we did talk to them about that earlier. That is episode 109, new episode, and it's the same certification prop. Process is the title of the episode. So that's with Pete and John from Cinejax. So it was a fun one to listen to, but yeah, we would recommend everybody getting caught up in that. Then we jumped into our events for January. And the events for January, like we said, went kind of later in the month. There was actually one day where it was kind of a divide and conquer because there was two events on one day. So on January 29th, we had the Collaborate and Save Unlock Affordable Growth Opportunities. So this is a consortium information session, and it's a series, right? So this meaning that we will be going around different areas of the Commonwealth, speaking to what opportunities are available through Mass MEP or with Mass MEP that are affordable and that will provide growth or provide tools that maybe will allow for growth. And so we started in Western Mass. And so actually, neither one of us, you can talk about it now because neither one of us were in attendance for this because of where it was in Western Mass.
Yeah, it was in Westfield at MESTEC, Reed Center Training Facility, and our good friend Christina Dearborn went there in place of us. She was running the registration table, and she was there with one of our new hires, Joe Legendre, who's overseeing the info sessions and the consortiums that are going to be coming out of them. Who else? Christy Grignon was there as well as just a kind of attendee, and then the speakers were we had Matt Berard from Workforce, we had Olivia Antonelli with supply chain, we had Rich Goyette with Innovative Growth Services, and then we had Roger as well. And he what did Roger speak to? He was more
So
so
lean, more of
lean,
the
that's
continuous
right.
improvement. Yeah, like more of the continuous improvement and what applied learning programs that we have that could be of value for continuous improvement. And I guess
Yes.
there was also Mike Hebert, and he spoke to a couple of other opportunities as well, which one of the big ones is ISO internal, the ISO opportunities that exist, and then the Department of Industrial Accidents, the new safety education programs that we have available.
Yep.
They really don't fall into the consortium. They kind of live and breathe on their own, especially the safety education programs that we have. That actually is open now and is available for people to apply. And that is at no charge to the manufacturers if they want to attend. You just have to go onto our website, but it was just a support piece that we are with working with safety trainers for through the Department of Industrial Accidents from the grant funding that we were provided, so that it does offer manufacturers some opportunities that maybe is not in their budget, and different topics. There's OSHA training, there's lockout, tagout,
Yeah.
there's bloodborne pathogens, there's first aid, CPR. Like, it kind of runs the gamut. Hot works.
Yeah.
So I would just recommend for anybody that's interested in that, go to massmvp.org and then they can find out information. So the consortium itself is really a nice way, really, to kind of break down bigger applied learning programs that maybe companies, you don't have the time and maybe you don't have the funding to make the investment in. So these consortiums allow to break them into much smaller pieces. And some of them are collaborative. So you might be in the consortium with another manufacturing company learning about the same topic. You may be similar manufacturers, you may be completely different manufacturers. But I think what we find is that in any business, right, when it comes to a specific industry, most people have very similar pain points, or they have struggles, or they have successes, and they putting them in a collaborative space, it allows for more of you to kind of come together, learn from each other, and understand that I'm not in this by myself.
Yeah.
And that these are great ways to hear and get some best practices as well. So that's what these consortium offer. And then the variety of topics, so the applied learning topics, are very, very broad. So just because we had the info session in Western Mass, if you're listening from Western Mass and you did not attend this, you can still get information on this. I would recommend you go to the contact us page,
Yeah.
reach out through the contact us page, and then just let us know that you're interested in learning more about the consortium that's happening in Western Mass. And then we can get you in contact with Joe. And you can learn more about, he can reach out to you in the process and how we go through all of that to kind of line you up for it. So, how we do this is the info sessions start, and then there's usually a period of time that could range anywhere from 3 to 6 months, in that we then get together and say, okay, these are the topics. We put people into the certain consortiums, and then we make the arrangements as to when and where these consortium training applied learning programs will be held. And then that's how we pull people together. So there's still time. Is really, if you any of this is what you hear, is that there's time. And then if you're interested, go to the website and reach out. If you're not in Western Mass and you're hearing this, they're coming to an area near you soon. So go to the website and see. The next one is next month.
Yeah, well, this month,
Yeah.
February
Yeah.
26th, I believe.
Yeah.
And it's that'll be located. We just finalized the location. It's going to be at Amazon Robotics in North Reading.
Yeah.
And
So
yeah.
anybody in Middlesex, Essex, Suffolk counties,
Yeah.
I think what's cool about this one is, though, there's a little extra piece to this info session.
You mean the tour?
Yeah.
The tour of Amazon Robotics. Yeah, that'll be really good. I forget what Amazon Robotics we went to. Was it the one in North Reading when we went?
No, we went to the one in Westboro.
Oh, okay, so we did a tour of that place, and it was I would just assume that would be somewhat similar, maybe, in their layout and whatnot, and their whole facility is incredible, and the amount of automation and technology and robotics that they have going on in there is just. I
Cool.
mean, they're called Amazon Robotics for a reason, and they definitely don't disappoint. It was incredible. Just seeing all the like robots move in unison and whatnot, it was really, really cool. But yeah, so that'll be February 26th. We're really looking forward to that.
Yeah. And then just keep an eye out for all the next ones that are becoming that will be coming. We'll have one in March, April, May, and July.
Yeah.
So they're coming soon. But yeah, so the that was a good one. Great attendance, right? Collaborate and save, unlock affordable growth opportunities that we did on January 29th. That was a fun one. And it sounds like they had a great turnout. So if
Yeah.
you're interested, reach out. If you're looking and you're not from the area and you want to know more about something coming up, same thing. Hit up the website and you can see what's happening. So also on the 29th, I was fortunate enough that I was able to attend the Q1 Manufacturing Roundtable. This was held at the Worcester Chamber in Worcester. Great partners, love working with the Worcester Chamber, really good group of people. I think if I would say anything from this, yes, it was the Worcester Chamber, but if there's any way you as a small business, manufacturing, non-manufacturing, whatever you sector you fall in, just get connected with your chamber. See what they're doing, know and understand, and then it could end up being a benefit to you. If anything, the networking and the contacts that you make. So what was great about the chamber event is that Kathy Mahoney, the president of MassMEP, was on a panel that spoke next to Joe. I'm going to say it's Basil. I'm not sure if that's pronounced properly. He's from Catania Oil. So Joe, if I completely botched your last name, I apologize totally, but great to talk to him from Catania Oils. Linda Karzik. Now her name I know how to say, because if you look at how it's spelled, she gave.
I was gonna say there's some tough names on that panel.
I know, right?
I was
So
gonna
Linda
say.
Karzik, she actually gave me a phonetic spelling a couple of years ago, and I've never
Yeah.
forgotten. So that's how I remember her name. Lynn was also on the panel. Lynn is the president of Business Development Strategies. And then the last panelist was Mark. I'm gonna go with, is it Borenstein or Borenstein?
I would say Steen,
Steen.
Borenstein,
Okay, Borenstein.
but we
Okay.
could be wrong.
Okay,
I'm
so
sorry, Mark, and sorry, Joe.
yep, exactly. So Mark is a partner with the real estate practice group of Prince Lobel and Tai. Boy,
Sounds good to
this,
me.
yeah, we're doing great. Batting 1,000 right now.
Yeah, honestly.
Enormous, right? It was a great conversation. You know, basically, the purpose of putting together these manufacturing roundtables, And this topic was Massachusetts manufacturing landscape. So every year, MassMEP does the Voice of the Manufacturer survey. And then we ask all manufacturers that are within the Commonwealth to answer these questions. I think we max it out at like 20 or 25 questions is the survey. The point of it is to hear the voice of the manufacturer because we want to know that information. That information is so critical for us at MassMEP because then that allows us to then go and kind of be the voice for the manufacturer when it comes to connecting with the state at the state level and with the federal at the federal level and saying these are the needs and this is what we're seeing and this is what is needed, especially at the state level. And so to have the back up information from the manufacturers from these questions, it's a solid answer. I mean, it's a solid base. There's not a whole lot of fact checking that we need to have done because this is right straight from the horse's mouth. Like these are the manufacturers that are telling us what's going on. So we then able to turn that survey into what we call the manufacturing landscape, which we then bring out in the fall. So in October, so this for 2025 will kick off in June. We'll run the survey for anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks, collect the data, then we do a report out on it, and it usually gets printed and it's usually out into the hands of the public by October. And so that's what we spoke about to this. So what Darnell was able to do with the chamber and how he focused the topics was he focused on what's been happening in recent years with global manufacturing and that they've been experiencing major shift as the companies increasingly embrace strategies to bring more industrial production back to the US. So obviously with what's going on with the administration, with tariffs, pushing towards more resilience, being agility, being agile, and have sustainability in the domestic supply chains. It's really kind of intensified as to what's going on. So putting this panel together was a great way to kind of talk through those pieces. The room was full. People were standing in the space. So Gary Tavares, who's one of our business development advisors, myself and Kathy were there, and it was interesting to hear what certain people were speaking to. And I think one of my biggest takeaways walking out of that space, I have two big takeaways. One was get involved with your chamber. The second was what Worcester is trying to do to really just build itself up again. And it's exciting to see and hear that because it's a great city. And it has a lot of cool things to offer. And we get to see it all the time because we're in and out of it. But if you are in the area and you're a Worcester native, and I apologize if I botched that too, because I'm not, but I still think it's really interesting and it's almost prideful, even not being here my whole life, to kind of see how people are embracing that and what Worcester is trying to do to really build itself back up again. Not that it ever really wasn't less, but it's keeping up the times and it's moving forward and it is bringing a lot of things in, a lot of businesses in, a lot of opportunities in the housing that's available now in Worcester. So it's a great space. So it was fun. It was a great panel, but obviously it'll be every quarter they do a manufacturing roundtable. So if you're in the Worcester area and you're interested, and again, if you're a Worcester Chamber member, you can attend this meeting. So I would look forward to their Q2 manufacturing roundtable as a manufacturer. And I would suggest that if you can make the time, spend the morning and attend it.
Awesome. Sounds like a good little event.
It was fun. It was a fun little event, and I got some fun little goodies too on my way out the door. So that's always great.
Love that.
Yeah. So we always do one big event a month, right, at MassMEP. And Kevin, the Advancing Manufacturing, a roadmap to automation, workforce development, and technology readiness. This is all you, January 30th, and this was a workshop. So spill the beans.
Yeah, so I was there with the MassMEP team of Ellen Ellsworth, Christy Grignon, Ron Giard, Maria Mara, Rich Goyette, and Matt Berard. Judy Selvio was also there in attendance as well. I believe that was everybody. I feel bad if I missed anyone, but yeah, this was hosted at the GEM group. At Gemline, and the attendees were the manufacturers who were in attendance were came to try to stay competitive by adopting automation, enhancing their workforce strategies, and preparing for technological advancements. So this was a great event that was jam-packed with a lot of information about automation, workforce development, and technology readiness. We did a bit of continuous improvement and lean practices with Maria. We had three breakout sessions, and Maria was doing the continuous improvement. Matt Berard did the workforce development piece, and then Rich Goyette did the additive and automation. They covered the resurgence of automation in the US, and they showed attendees practical insights on implementing that technology and developing frameworks to be successful in their transformation. It was really good. A lot of people showed up, probably like 35 to 40 people showed up. It was a great, we ended things off with a tour of the GEM group. I unfortunately did not attend the tour, but from what I heard from everybody else, it was great. Really offered some insights that help the companies create sustainable growth and adaptability, and then empowering them to transform their workforce practices, and then also implementing some lean practices in there as well, continuous improvement, things like that. Yeah, it was great. It was a really good event.
Do you think that like best parts about it were things like obviously it was all kind of hands-on. I think like the breakout sessions, like do you feel like those are areas that like obviously we work with the manufacturers, so like that the manufacturers like, you know what I mean? Because they do get to have a little bit more of the one-on-ones and the hands-on opportunities.
Yeah, I definitely think that's what they're looking for, is being able to break out into smaller groups that the attendees kind of are more focused on that. Like, for instance, additive and automation. It's great for these people who came there for that. We reached out to everybody who registered and asked them to give us an idea of which breakout session they wanted to attend, and they did. And yeah, I think just having like-minded conversations with people and then kind of collaborating on what they're seeing in the industry. I know, it was a man from Harmonic Drive was very, what's the word? He wanted the collaboration. He was thankful that we put on events like these where all these different companies can come together and really talk about best practices, talk about the collaboration, and talk about automation and what they're seeing in it. And he even plugged our information session for the consortium, just in the fact that those are what we should be doing to sustain this growth and to work together. This is how we grow, is by working in those regions, similar to how we break out for innovations and libations, similar to how we break out for the consortiums, really coming together in that collaborative environment within those regions. These manufacturers that know each other, and they come together and they work together on some problems and best practices. It's really great to see. And it's really nice to see that we give them the platform to do so, you
Yeah.
know, with these
Yeah.
events. So yeah, it was great.
That's good. That's really cool. I think if anything, we are learning that these workshops are critical, like you said. And so we do look into doing a couple more of these each year, and adding more in, you know, like we would love to be able to do maybe one a quarter, and if it looks like we might possibly be able to do that.
Yeah.
When we sit down and we do our future plan, we call it our action plan for events for the year, we kind of have a couple of different buckets and what we do and how we do them. And we have workshops, we have networking, we have information sessions. And I think usually, I mean, I guess it really depends on how who you are as a person, right? It's probably personality based. Like those that like to do the workshops, I would say I don't believe, and maybe I know, maybe let's see what you think on this, but do you think one of them is more heavily attended than any of the others? Or do you think they're kind of equally in attended and what's important to the audience?
Yeah, I definitely think it comes down to personality. Because I mean, we'll get a good workshop, and those workshops will grab a good amount of people, good amount of attendees. But then you look at events like our networking for innovations and libations, and I mean, people like to just come by, do a tour, see best practices for what that company is doing, and then just go out and network, have a couple drinks, and just kind of network with the people in their region. So I definitely think, I mean, you think you're, I always think about the Women's Day workshop that we did at, was it at Assabet?
The one we did at Assabet Valley, that was 2 years ago. That was your first
That was,
one.
yeah, that was one of my first events, but it was incredible. And I think just getting those hands-on, for all those who don't know, we went to Assabet Valley and we did a little panel discussion with some incredible women who are in the manufacturing space. And then after that, we did a welding simulator. And it was just so much fun. It was just great. Everybody coming together to see who could get the best score. And I know that I think Robin still holds it over your
No,
head, right? Or something like that.
okay, just remember who you work with the most,
Yeah.
and that mine was the best. See, Rob, here's what happened. So Robin has a picture of the weld that was my weld. She thinks it's hers, but it's really my weld. And so she thinks that her weld is better than mine, not realizing it's actually my weld that she's bragging to everybody about that's hers. It's really mine.
It's those competitive juices are flowing, and we have
Yeah,
some fun doing the welding simulator, and it's great. But then you have other events where it's like the networking and innovations, libations, and people come for different reasons, that's for sure.
love it. I love
So I
it.
don't know. I guess it's a little split. And then, I mean, we have such a great platform where we have so many informational events where, I mean, I think it's so great for these manufacturers because they don't have to research on their own. They have so much to worry about in their day-to-day spaces, especially in the manufacturing world where you can't get 2 seconds to think about anything else other than productivity and how your facility is doing. And maybe not gearing up to the future. And so we put together these information sessions, these networking events, these workshops to give them a glimpse of what's happening now. And we'll do the research for you and we'll help you out.
There you go.
Yeah, I think they're great.
Great way to end it, Kevin. I love it. So basically what I'm hearing is then go to our website at massmep.org, look and see what we've got going on. We told you about the AI strategy workshop for manufacturers. That's February 13th. You can go online. You can also see the workplace safety and education training sessions that are on there that you can go in, and there's a form you have to fill out. You obviously have to be follow some, you have to meet, sorry, expect or qualifications in order to be able to do that. We have a couple of other events on there too with some of our partners that we have in there. You'll see some partner events. And then we get into the end of February where we have our info session that will be coming up in Middlesex, Essex, Suffolk counties, like Kevin said, in North Reading. So make sure you attend that. One of the other big partner events, there's two partner events on there that you'll see. One is the Theory of Constraints Flow Solutions. That is through the AME, which is the Association for Manufacturing Excellence. We do partner and work with them. That event will be held in Lawrence, but you can go online to our website and you can, I think you can go from there to register. Yes, you can.
Yeah.
There's a registration link right there. So you can go on there to register. And then the other big one that we love and we get very excited about in the spring, we know it's spring when this starts coming around. So thanks to Chris Prosser and her team, when she starts sending us these emails, I get all excited thinking, yes, warmer weather's coming. It's the Central Mass Manufacturing Summit and Awards. This is the nomination. So we're in the nomination period right now. So on our website, if you click into that, it is the nominations are open. You can submit a nomination. So basically, the Worcester Business Journal will be recognizing some of the area's top manufacturing firms with the it's this is their 10th annual Central Mass Manufacturing Excellence Award. Winners will be profiled in the special section on manufacturing in their April 7th edition of the Worcester Business Journal. And then they also hold the special award ceremony along with a keynote address and panel discussion on the manufacturing industry. And that is always held in late April. That's how I know it's a spring event and warmer weather's coming. So we are always very involved in that event. We love to be a sponsor of that event. And so we will drive as many people to nominate for that, as well as once you, I think, I'm not sure how the registration process is to attend the awards. So, however, if you want to guarantee yourself a seat, maybe get somebody to nominate you. I mean, best way to do it.
I love it.
Yeah, best way to get a seat is to get yourself nom is to either get yourself nominated or have somebody nominate you. And then we move into March. We have four events in March. We will do another innovation. I'm sorry, we'll do another consortium info session.
Yep.
A new event that we have for the month of March is on March 4th, Mass MEP Workforce Development Information Session. This will be spearheaded by Matt Berard and his team in the Workforce Development Department. And if you are a manufacturer and you need employees, you need to attend this event. Because this information, and it's an information session, it's an hour and a half of your time. That return on that investment of an hour and a half in time will be well worth it for you when you hear what Matt has to tell you about how he can help you with your needs of workforce.
Yeah.
He has people that can be placed into jobs. And so the more of you that attend and the more data he can collect from you as a manufacturer on your needs, allow our workforce development team to find avenues to help you build your pipeline. So please attend this. Innovation and Libations. Woo! It's back. It will be back at the end of the month. And then we also, as Kevin said, our Women's Day workshop will be back
Yeah.
for the month of March. So a lot of stuff coming up in February, March. So please look in and attend. And Women's Day workshop, that's open to everybody and anybody can attend that. So please join us. So come on and join us for the Women's Day workshop event. I think that's it, right? It's pretty much it. It's a recap on the
About
month.
it. I mean, yeah, registration is open for manufacturing your future.
Boom. Big one. June
June 5th.
5th, 2025. Big one.
Technology, sustainability, and workforce.
Yes, manufacturing your future through technology, sustainability, and workforce. I
So,
almost forgot about that event.
how could you ever?
I don't know. I don't know. I think it's just such a natural part of who I am now at not.
Yeah.
It's just
It's true.
part of my DNA. It's part of my Mass MEP DNA.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it is.
Yes, you're right. So registration's open. Good job. Good point.
We'll be promoting that on our social media, so whenever you get the chance, register for that.
All right. Well, sounds good. We'll see everybody at one of these events coming up. So thanks for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises.
You can subscribe to our channel anywhere you listen to your podcast, or you can always go to our website at massmep.org.
We'll see you next time, whether it's in
our space,
your space,
or cyberspace.